Well, well. Guess who's back? Nick Dunn, Brooklyn party boy, sugar cloud kisser, disappearing act. 8 months, 2 weeks, no word, and then he resurfaces like it was all part of the plan. Turns out, he'd lost my phone number. His cell was out of juice, so he'd written it on a sticky. Then he tucked the sticky into his jeans pocket, put the jeans in the washer, and turned the sticky into a piece of cyclone-shaped pulp. He tried to unravel it, but could only see 3 and 8. And then work clobbered him, and suddenly it was March, and too embarrassingly late to try to find me. Of course I was angry. I'd been angry. But now I'm not. Let me set the scene. Today, gusty September winds. I'm walking along 7th Avenue, and I could feel a man barnacling himself to my side as I sailed along, and I corner-eyed the intruder and realized who it was. It was him. I didn't break my stride. I just turned to him and said, A, do I know you? Manipulative. Challenging. B, oh, wow, I'm so happy to see you. Eager. Doormat-like. C, go fuck yourself. Aggressive. Bitter. D, well, you certainly take your time about it, don't you, Nick? Light, playful, laid back. Answer, D. And now we're together. Together, together. It was that easy. It's interesting, the timing. Propitious, if you will. Just last night was my parents' book party. Amazing Amy and the Big Day. Yep. Rand and Mary Beth couldn't resist. They've given their daughter's namesake what they couldn't give their daughter. A husband. Yes, for book 20, Amazing Amy is getting married. No one cares. No one wanted Amazing Amy to grow up, least of all me. Leave her in knee socks and hair ribbons and let me grow up, unencumbered by my literary alter ego, my paper-bound better half, the me I was supposed to be. Amy is the Elliot bread and butter, and she served us well, so I suppose I can't begrudge her a perfect match. She's marrying good old Abel Andy, of course. They'll be just like my parents. Happy, happy. Still, it was unsettling. The incredibly small order the publisher put in. A new Amazing Amy used to get first print of 100,000 back in the 80s. Now, 10,000. The book launch party was accordingly unfabulous. Off tone. How do you throw a party for a fictional character who started life as a precocious moppet of 6 and is now a 30-year-old who still speaks like a child? Sheesh! Thought Amy, my dear fiancé is sure a grouch monster when he doesn't get his way. That is an actual quote. The whole book made me want to punch Amy right in her stupid, spotless vagina.